Ontario doctor cautioned over harrowing assisted dying cases. Assessed one candidate outside a Tim Hortons. By Christian K. Caruso on May 26, 2026. A Canadian doctor has been placed under supervision by the College of Physicians and Surgeons of Ontario, CPSO, after an investigation into his medical assistance in dying, MAID, practice found serious breaches of protocol, including assessing a man for MAID outside a Tim Hortons restaurant. Despite the investigation's worrisome findings, the doctor has been reportedly allowed to continue his MAID practice throughout the 6 months that his supervision will last. Dr. James McLean is a family physician based in London, Ontario that has come under heavy scrutiny by the CPSO after it received complaints over two MAID-related cases he oversaw in 2024, leading to a broader probe into his medical practice, finding several other irregularities in the process. While the names of the patients involved in the complaints have not been publicly disclosed, The Globe and Mail reports that one of the MAID recipients listed in the complaints was 45-year-old Thomas Dillon, a resident of Ontario who suffered from Crohn's disease. Dr. McLean and a nurse practitioner deemed Dillon eligible for MAID due to his medical condition. However, an investigation into the man's case reportedly revealed that the doctor assessed Dillon for MAID outside a Tim Hortons in June 2023. Months later, in January 2024, Dr. McLean met Dillon at the restaurant again and drove with him to a location where he administered the MAID procedure on the patient. The Globe and Mail described the location as a holding facility in an industrial unit where cadavers are prepared for transport to funeral homes. Relatives of Thomas Dillon affirmed to the Globe that Dillon's desire for medically assisted death was the result of mental illness and was not related to his medical condition. They argued that their relative should have not qualified for MAID in the first place due to his persistent suicidal ideation and was not in a capacity to consent to the procedure. The family detailed that Thomas Dillon had been diagnosed with Crohn's disease over two decades ago, which thwarted his dreams of becoming a commercial airline pilot. The COVID-19 pandemic and loss of work as a timber framer, the family confided, pushed him into depression and alcohol abuse. The second complaint reportedly filed against the doctor is equally harrowing. According to Canadian outlets, the investigation found that Dr. McLean failed to administer one of the three drugs used in MAID procedures, causing a 67-year-old cancer patient to spontaneously resume breathing after being declared dead and after the doctor had already left the man's home. McLean then returned to the cancer patient's residence and administered the missing drug, a neuromuscular blocking agent, once again pronouncing the man's death. CPSO determined that Dr. McLean displayed a lack of judgment with patients in a way that risked looking like coercion and kept inadequate records of the procedures. The organization reportedly noted that the doctor's conduct exposes or is likely to expose patients to harm or injury in 5 of out 20 charts reviewed. The college, however, only imposed a 6-month suspension period on McLean and further inspections into his practice and patient records. Relatives of the 67-year-old cancer patient spoke with the Globe and Mail on Tuesday and identified the man Bradley Stewart. The man's three sisters confided that they supported their relative's decision to undergo medical-assisted dying, but stressed that the experience left them with concerns about oversight. One of his sisters, Tracy Townsend, told the outlet that the sanctions against Dr. McLean did not go far enough and that the family is planning to appeal the lenient ruling. "What happened was traumatic and unacceptable," Townsend said. "We would like to see policy change. The way MAID is done right now is not safe enough."